You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Bridezilla slammed for threatening to uninvite her parents from wedding if they don't pay for the wedding.
I would never talk to this kid ever again in my life.
Weddings are expensive.
It is. I mean, what you want your parents to pay? This is not the early 1900s anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just not. And the wedding business, the way that they're making money on this is insane.
You're talking $30,000 to $40,000 is now the average.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait till that price goes down just because people stop getting married because of it. Because, like, if you can't have... So they say that weddings are, like, going... They're on the downward trend. And I think it's because people want to have an Instagram wedding, but they can't really afford it, so therefore they just hold off getting married.
Well, here's another thing. They also want to have an Instagram house.
Yeah, and if you
got to choose between one day where you're going to just dump a bunch of money into one day, where you don't even know if it's going to pan out.
I have a buddy who had one of these Instagram weddings, and he's still paying for it almost 7 years later. Best part? They're divorced.
And he's still paying.
And he's still making payments on certain things because he had to take out so many loans to be able to pay for this wedding. His wedding was like, it was nice. It wasn't that nice. And it was $55,000.
Damn.
And it was a nice wedding, but it wasn't, you know, like that nice. It seemed kind of average-ish. Maybe even a little under average, I would say. And it still cost him $55,000. And he's divorced.
Yeah.
Imagine making that. What a pain in the ass making that payment in your divorce.
Smart people are like, hey, do we want to drop that money or do you want to take that $55,000, put it in a down payment on a house?
Yeah.
And then you have something. You leave with something.
For sure.
Well, this woman, she goes on to say, let me hit my music here. I don't know if I have. Yeah, this will work. She goes, one raging bridezilla has been slammed online after she threatened to uninvite her parents to her wedding because they wouldn't contribute financially. The bride explained how her mom and dad had never been good at nurturing, and she was like, hey, at least maybe they'll pay for my wedding. My fiance and his parents are paying also, which is nice. So I think my parents should have to pay for the wedding. If they choose not to, then they are uninvited. My parents, you know, made it clear that they are not. And so she has decided to uninvite her parents to the wedding.
I mean, I don't know what the circumstances are, if the parents have the means and they're not, maybe because they don't like her choice in husband, or if they really don't have the means and the daughter's just being insensitive to that. I don't know the exact situation, but I will say, well, good riddance if I'm that girl's parents. See you later. I could cut anybody in my life off. I don't care about anybody, if I'm being honest. If you cross me like that, I will cut your ass off, never talk to you again, and not care.
Even your kid?
Oh, my God, absolutely. If my kid, if she gets older and she turns into that person where if I'm struggling financially or whatever, and she's like, well, you're uninvited unless you could pay for my wedding. Okay, cool. I never knew you. You're the worst person I've ever met. Don't talk to me ever again. See ya. I would never talk to that person again.
Chris, would you cut your kids off?
No, I wouldn't.
If they were jerks?
You'd talk to me if they uninvited you for the wedding because you couldn't afford to pay for it.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go anyway. So.
I know, but like to me, that is such a cold-blooded move for a kid to do to their parents.
Yeah, parents are supposed to pay for the wedding, aren't they?
See, well, our parents supposed to pay for the wedding?
Yeah.
1-855-FU-BILLY. Would you be upset if your parents didn't pay?
I wouldn't pay for a wedding nowadays. The way people get divorced, why would you? That's why parents are not paying for this. It's because they're like, I'm not going to pay for a wedding just for you to get divorced and me just be like, well.
Stuck with the bill.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, what was that for? Parents paid for weddings back when people weren't allowed to get divorced. That's when they pay for the wedding.
When you are shamed for getting a divorce.
Oh, when it was a big deal. Now people are just divorcing for nothing, and parents are, what, stuck paying for this stupid-ass expensive wedding?
What's up, Lisa? What do you think?
I think this is super obvious, to be honest with you, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. If you have a daughter, you plan and pay for the wedding, all of the above. If my parents didn't pay for my wedding, I would not have invited them either.
It is such an old thing.
Yeah, you sounds very old, medieval. Well,
it was back when you were like trying to make sure that your daughter would be taken care of in life. You know, it was like back when women weren't allowed to take care of themselves. And so as the family of the person with a daughter, you would make sure that they had a nice wedding because they're now taking on your daughter as a responsibility.
It's like, hey, you get all her bills and you get to pay for her. So we're going to throw the party.
Now women are like CEOs and stuff. Like they're running companies, not very successful companies, but they're rising to the top and sometimes crashing quickly, but.
Okay,
that's
not
neither,
all of them.
That's neither here nor there.
There's a lot of successful women. This isn't that.
I haven't met a
what
whole,
is your deal?
I haven't met a whole bunch.
All right. So, Lisa, if your parents said, hey, I'm not going to pay for your wedding, that is, you're an adult, you get to pay for that yourself, you would not let them go to your ceremony?
No, I definitely would not. I mean, my parents are great parents, and they paid for my school, which I also think they should do, pay for your college. So they paid for my school, they paid for my wedding, and they gave me a 20% down payment on a house. And I just feel like if you can't do that for your kid, I mean, you're not a great parent. You probably shouldn't be having kids and procreating anyway. You know what I mean?
Whatever happened to them when the kid's 18, they're on their own?
No, I mean, look, hello.
How long do parents have to be on the hook and be burdened by their kid, right? You raise the kid, you get them to school, you try to raise them right with morals and values, and then you send them off into the world and hope they're not a dick. Well,
yeah, but now that I'm married, my husband is financially responsible for me. So I believe in tradition, and that's where we are now. I mean, that's the whole reason we have the whole walk down the aisle with your dad thing, right? He's handing you off to your new partner, the next person that's responsible for you financially.
Okay. The man is not responsible for you financially.
I believe in tradition. I really think that he is.
You think that the man is now somehow your husband is now financially responsible. You're a grown adult. Then your parents put you through school, so you didn't have to pay for your school. They paid for it.
Right. Yeah, of course. Okay. I mean, again.
And then they gave you money for a down payment on a house.
Mm-hmm.
99% of parents can't afford to do all that. So you're just lucky.
Yep.
You're privileged
they
is what they would say.
Children.
Yeah, you got lucky.
What do you mean they shouldn't have kids? So parents that don't have the money to pay for these lavish weddings and give down payments and pay for expensive college, just on that, they probably should be robbed of the joy of having a child. Their kids more than your parents love you.
Wow.
But they shouldn't be allowed to have kids.
You know, poor parents could still be very good parents, right?
They make it happen. It is about responsibility. It is about priorities. I mean, yeah, we spent almost like, I don't know, probably $90,000 on my wedding, but my parents took out a line of credit on their house to pay for it. It's not like they just had that money rolling around. That's what you do if you love your kid.
Oh my gosh, what a bunch of idiots. Your parents are stupid. Because that's their little nest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their little stack of money.
Right.
Man, they're stupid.
I just don't get why would you even have kids if you're not going to take care of them? Like what
you do? You take care of them until they're an adult.
Yes. And then they take care of themselves.
It's called nature. And then you kick them out of the nest.
I got married. I did what I was supposed to do.
Okay. Well, I think if you were supposed to do, you get a job, pay for your school, then save money, buy a house on your own and not burden your parents. And now they have to take out a line of credit because you want a $90,000 wedding.
Right.
Let me see what Jasmine has to say. What do you think, Jasmine?
I think that's ridiculous. I mean, don't your parents do enough? I mean, if you want to marry the guy, then marry the guy. But why should parents have to support this thousands of dollars wedding for what? Like, it makes absolutely no sense at all.
For one day. All this planning
for one day. For one freaking day. And then you're going to probably end up divorcing the guy. And it's like, your parents were, sure, they brought you into this world, but I mean, they're not here to fund the rest of your life.
But don't you think that nowadays kids feel like the parents are just supposed to be on the hook financially forever?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let me go. Thank you, Jasmine. Let's go to Sky. What's up, Sky?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So I agree with Jasmine and Derek on this. Why would you pay so much for one day and they're going to end up getting divorced? Do what me and my husband did. We went to the courthouse. We only had to pay, what, $65 for the license? And then you go party at home. You're in a party with all these people. And I'm sorry, but that lady, whoever that is, she sounds like a royal female dog.
Okay, she so said you're a royal female dog, Lisa. You sound like...
Damn.
Which in the UK would mean, you know, the B word.
I just can't cuss on the radio, so I use that word.
Yeah, that's fine. You were trying to say, I believe, ma'am, I think you're trying to say bitch. Like a royal bitch. Which is a royal dog.
Because I follow tradition. Because I follow the tradition that has been set before us. I mean, if we don't continue to follow traditions, it's like we're animals. I am following the tradition that the father of the bride pays for the wedding. I'm sorry.
That's dumb. That is dumb.
That is real dumb. Don't you feel sick in your stomach that your parents had to take out a line of credit on their house to pay for your wedding? You don't feel bad? You didn't feel sick in your stomach?
Yeah. When you have your whole life to make up for that.
You weren't like, hey, that's probably not a great financial move.
Yes. That's insane.
Honey, what's going to happen when her parents can't afford to live anymore?
Are you going to take care of your parents?
Who would do that to their parents, especially after their parents put them through college?
Gave money for a house.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's sick.
Thank you, Sky.
Look how elderly people are treated by their own children. It's gross.
Catherine.
Yes.
What do you think?
I did it all myself. I paid for both my weddings. Yeah, I divorced. I bought my own house. I put myself through college. What is wrong with these women? Are you not strong, independent women that you have to have somebody take care of you?
I mean,
my
Lisa, you don't
made it to where I can even.
You don't sound very strong or independent.
I did it all myself.
Yep.
But you believe
and
in tradition,
my parents,
huh?
I love my parents. I believe in tradition, and I did something, borrowed something blue, something blah, 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 whatever. Did it work? No. But you know what? As we mature and we grow as people, we don't need to have our parents pay for everything we decide we want to do in our lives. They should be financially set and not have to take care of our finances.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa, you do sound kind of privileged and kind of gross. Like a gross brain.
My parents were not wealthy in any fact, but...
Lisa, you're not really defending yourself.
Loved.
Maybe she's hung up on us.
That's fine.
Well, thank you, Catherine. Getting no response. Let's go to Chris. What's up, Chris? What'd you say?
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Hey, so... I'm going to keep it real short and sweet. I don't think it's been said. And since she hung up anyways, one simple word, she's spoiled. I wanted to ask her, since she follows tradition, if she's in this kitchen cooking sandwiches and having breakfast and dinner ready for her husband every morning and night too.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Chris. Let's go to Cadence. Yes, Cadence.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to speak to the whole notion of tradition a little bit and address that the fact that the entire premise of notion is a completely archaic idea in and of itself. I mean, if you look historically, it's solely about the transfer of property and the ownership of women. So I really don't agree with the fact that.
Oh, do you believe that the ring is like a branding, like you would brand a cow? And that's what the ring is to let the other ranchers know that it's your cow?
Well, actually, diamonds are the most successful marketing scheme ever to be put into the world. We just buy it. I mean, diamonds aren't even rare. They're intrinsically worthless. So it's brainwashing. It's all rooted in the whole idea
of the 3-month salary.
For diamonds are forever.
Yeah, diamonds are a girl's best friend. That myth.
Yeah.
A diamond in the
but
rough.
You know what? We all know them.
Nailing it.
Yeah, we all know those things. I mean, we're it's kind of like the Pavlov syndrome. They ring or the bell. The dog.
DDP. Diamond cutter.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah.
So it is like him. Branding. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, something so simple, flip the ring off, put it in their pocket. I mean, if you're looking at the true value of marriage, it's a promise between two people. And to dump your money into one day is ridiculous. And to expect your parents to pay for it is...
I get where, you know, if the girl, she's like, I really want my dad to walk me down the aisle. I want it to be a sweet ceremony. I want, you know what I mean? Maybe you want it to be before God and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand that. That's important, you know, to those that care about that.
I do too.
But just to spend all that money and just to be a spoiled brat, gross person.
Yep.
And then to hang up on us like a dumbass
mm-hmm.
and not even defend yourself.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.